Walgreens Drug Stores in Monroe County reported the wrong results of coronavirus tests to a state database last month. That was just as the Finger Lakes region was moving into Phase 3 of reopening. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Over the course of 3 days in June, Walgreens misreported the results of 8 tests. They were evenly split between people who tested negative but were reported as positive, and people who tested positive but were reported as negative. Walgreens gave patients the correct results, but it entered the erroneous results into a state database that county health departments use to start contact tracing, so they can identify and isolate other people who might have contracted the virus. The National Association of County and City Health Officials says local health departments are already stretched thin, without having to devote time to resolving mistakes made by testing sites. Oscar Allen is the organization's chief of programs and services.
We can't play around with people's lives like this, and we need better security with respect to the health information that we're relying upon.
Monroe County Public Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza says this was not a systemic failure, but he's concerned about the message it sends.
Absolutely, I'm concerned about that because, you know, we need the public to trust the health departments, to trust my office, and anytime we have missteps like that, you know, I care.
The county health department says the incident shows its contact tracing system works. That's how the department found the errors and alerted Walgreens to its mistakes. Walgreens says it's reviewed its procedures and put new safeguards in place to prevent future mistakes. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.